Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
But first, the US President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are in London this morning for the first full day of an unprecedented second state visit to the UK. They'll be arriving at Windsor Castle shortly to be hosted by King Charles and the royal family before a lavish banquet this evening. Here is President Trump talking about his great relationship with the royals before he left the United States.
Well, my relationship is very good with the UK, and Charles, as you know, who's now king, is my friend. And it's the first time this has ever happened where somebody was honoured twice, so it's a great honour. And this one's at Windsor. They've never used Windsor Castle for this before. They use Buckingham Palace. And I don't want to say one's better than the other, but they say Windsor Castle is the ultimate, right? So they're friends of mine for a long time, long before he was king. And it's an honour to have this king.
Well, in a moment, I'll speak to Kevin Maguire, Daily Mirror columnist. But first, let's go to our reporter, Barry Lenehan, who's outside Windsor Castle. So, Barry, will you set the scene for us? No doubt the place is thronged with journalists, with cameras, with microphones, but are members of the public there too?
Yeah, a squally enough morning here at Windsor Castle, Clare, to welcome Donald and Melania Trump, who are due to arrive on the Marine One helicopter from central London and the American ambassador's residence to the Windsor estate in front of me at around 10 to 11 this morning, just around three quarters of an hour from now. But relative calm around Windsor Castle at the moment. As you say, the world's media here, supporters and opponents of President Trump also gathering here in the centre of Windsor ahead of this visit, although they will not get anywhere near him, as the entire visit is not public facing. It'll all be confined today within the walls of the Windsor estate. But yes, people gathering, there is a real sense of anticipation as the world's most powerful leader and perhaps the world's most well-known royal family prepare to meet. And Trump, well, as he said there, this is an unprecedented state visit, just the third American president to receive a state visit here in Britain. The only person bar the Queen of Denmark in 2000 to ever receive two full state visits from the British royal family. And the press corps that are travelling with President Trump report this morning how the American president, how he's excited, giddy almost, after the comments there that you played there, Claire. He went on to tell the people on Air Force One, the journalists, how there will be some great pictures today, the best pictures. This will be a beautiful event. And he went on to say, as he entered the ambassador's residence in central London, and how this will be a great day. So he is very, very excited indeed, is President Trump. Mm-hmm. But really, from the British perspective, they're looking to put a diplomatic hug around President Trump here today. We're already seeing that with a slew of announcements, rather, of new trade deals between Britain and America, including an investment from Microsoft worth £22 billion sterling.
Right, so President Trump is definitely up for it. So what's going to happen today? What's he going to be doing?
So as I say, he lands here on the Marine One helicopter. Meticulous planning has gone into this because the household cavalry, the horses of that, will greet him. They have to be far enough away from the helicopter so the horses aren't spooked, but they also are being trained to be up and at it pretty quickly to give him an escort straight away. He'll be met by Prince William of Wales and his wife Catherine, who's stepping up her public appearances again after her cancer diagnosis last year, and they will bring President Trump and his wife to meet Britain's King Charles and his wife Camilla. Now, there had been doubt around Camilla's attendance here today, as she didn't attend the Duchess of Kent's funeral yesterday. Buckingham Palace putting that down to sinusitis, but saying she will be here today. Now, Mr. Trump, his wife, Britain's King Charles, Camilla, William and Kate, they will take part in a carriage procession through the estate here at Windsor Castle, with the carriage ride joined by the household cavalry, as well as members of the armed forces and three different military bands, 1,300 troops, 120 horses. The military, the Department of Defence here in Britain, saying this is a military procession like no one has ever seen here before. There'll be no carriage ride here through the middle of Windsor where I'm standing, unlike French President Emmanuel Macron. That due to security concerns. There'll be a ceremonial welcome and salute with a guard of honour honour, though, within the quadrilangle of the Windsor Castle in front of me, followed by a lunch between the Trumps and the royal family. And then Mr. Trump and his wife Melania will then be brought to see a royal collection within the castle with special display related to America. Now, at this juncture, it's believed that Queen Camilla Parker Bowles, if she is fit to be here today, she will show Melania Trump a doll's house here in Windsor Castle made a century ago. And if the conversation isn't flowing at that stage, Claire, it's believed that the miniature wine bottles within the doll's house actually contain real alcohol. Unclear, though, whether it's red or white. Mm. In this afternoon, President Trump and his wife, they'll visit St. George's Chapel privately to visit the tomb of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, who President Trump would have met here in 2019. There'll be a short tour, a musical performance, all in private, and then they'll be treated to a fly past by the Red Arrows alongside UK, British and US F-35 military jets on the east side here of Windsor Castle, where I'm standing, as well as a special beating retreat military ceremony. And those elements of the trip, they've never been deployed for a state visit before, which goes to show you the extent to which the British royal family and the British government are rolling out the red carpet for President Trump ahead of the big state banquet tonight.
Right, they must be planning on exhausting him, having him fit for the bed by 10 o'clock, by the sounds of all of that. And of course, Barry, when it comes to the drink, Donald Trump doesn't touch a drop, does he? So he won't be having any miniature or large bottles of wine at all.
Well, he might get it back through the duty free, would he, Claire? I'm not sure if Air Force One has to go through that.
He might, although he'll have to pay tariffs on it. That's his own doing. So listen, security-wise then, Barry, what are you seeing? I mean, I'm sure there's a huge security presence even on the streets around Windsor, right?
This morning, uniformed police, very visible this morning. The Thames Valley Police are handing out leaflets this morning, both to locals, tourists, reporters, on the subject of what's happening here this morning. A major counter-terrorism operation has swung into gear since early morning. Project Servitor, basically police here designed, they say, to disrupt a range of criminal activity. And the Thames Valley Police, they say they are available for all and every eventuality. Of course, this police operation, the biggest since the British King's coronation in 2023, it has stepped up a gear again following the assassination of Charlie Kirk last week. And we are seeing specialist units scouring the river alongside the castle again at early morning, as they did yesterday. Police have been checking through bins, they've been going down through drains, they've been scouring rooftops. There are snipers, 54 drones, helicopters, you name it, they're all here. And police say that they are even preparing for any potential biological or nuclear attack and have specialist gear to deal with that. So really, no stone being left unturned due to the level of the security threat. And of course, there is a wall as well, a 7-foot fortified fence around Windsor Castle to protect the Trumps and stop the public getting in.
Now, four people were arrested last night. This was in relation to the projection of an image of Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein onto the walls of the castle. There has been a lot of opposition to that visit. We know that there is a planned march in London, but people have been taken to the streets as well on the other side in order to welcome the President of the United States. You've been chatting to people on both sides, Barry.
That's it. And the image of Mr. Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, it was put onto the pillar of the castle, which is right across from the hotel where the global media are broadcasting from. So right in a prominent position, whilst images of Britain's Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein were also put onto the pillar of the castle. Of course, Andrew met Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in 2000. And he was really stuck to Mr. Trump like superglue during the last state visit in 2019, accompanying him on two of the 3 days of that. But yes, major protests planned today in central London. The London Metropolitan Police saying they have a stepped up operation for that, but also counter demonstrations as well, perhaps you might see, given what we saw on Saturday in the march organised by Tommy Robinson. And a flavour of that last night here around Windsor Castle and on Windsor High Street, a small demonstration here against President Trump's arrival. But that was also met by supporters of the American president. And the two sides, well, they then engaged in a debate on Gaza in the middle of Windsor High Street behind me. And here's a flavour of last night's events.
So my sign says, we didn't want Trump in America, we don't want his hatred here.
And mine says, Americans abroad stand against Trump and fascism.
He's getting quite the reception, we're told, from the British royal family through Wednesday.
Honestly, I think it's an absolute shame. The US and the UK have been historic allies, but the way Trump has been acting towards the UK, towards other countries, towards American citizens, he acts like a pseudo-dictator, and we shouldn't be rolling out the red carpet here. I think a lot of Americans feel quite embarrassed seeing Trump out and representing us on the global stage. It can be disheartening, I think, for some Americans, seeing him getting such a warm reception in other countries.
I've got a sign and with a little mushroom on, and it says Tiny Dictator, and I've also got it on my T-shirt, and I've got my little dog with me. He's wearing a sign saying Dogs for Democracy, so he's here representing as well. Well, I was there when he came in 2019, and obviously it was a big shock and a horror that he ended up being re-elected again. And I think everything that he's doing, every decision, poorly misjudged, ignorant decision he's making at the moment, is making everything in the world worse.
Out, out, Donald Trump! Out, out!
I think it's totally hypocritical that the royal family are entertaining Trump when he's known to have consorted with Epstein, cut Andrew off, which is right, they should have done. But I think they should behave the same with Trump. Total hypocrisy.
The monarchy, Britain's King Charles, looking to use soft power on Trump, putting on quite a show Wednesday night for him. What do you think of that?
It makes me feel quite sick, to be honest, because it plays into Trump's vanity. With all these American flags, it does look like he's totally welcome here. From what I know, they're just pandering to Trump for whatever reason, and I think that's wrong.
Trade deals worth billions, we're told, are going to be agreed between President Trump and Mr. Starmer.
No, that won't happen. Or if it does, he will turn it round as soon as anything negative is said about him or the country, and it will be, hopefully. It should be. It's all just a game to him.
He's the only man that will bring peace to this world in his own way. I welcome him into my country. Anytime he's welcome in this country.
Yes. He wants peace. He wants peace in Israel.
No, he doesn't. He has bombed the Middle East constantly.
You're talking a long time ago, bruv. You're talking a long time ago.
He's allowing the genocide of Palestine and you're supporting him. He's a dictator.
I am supporting him because I know at the end of the day.
Everyone's calling for this global peace.
He will bring stability in this world, I guarantee it.
Just give him
time.
Just give him
a chance. I'm not going to debate with you because you're talking rubbish.
Came out there with a microphone and had a word back to the group of protesters against Trump's arrival here tonight in Windsor. What prompted you to do it?
I mean, there's no one here protecting Donald Trump for what he has achieved so far. He hasn't achieved everything he's done, but he's trying his best, in my opinion. He won't be bullied by Putin. He won't be bullied by Netanyahu. I honestly think, and I do think a lot of people in this country think his main goal is peace.
You support President Trump, and yet the people up there have banners saying dictator, looking a felon.
He's not a dictator. He is a real person for the poor people and the rich people. So he works for everyone.
I'm originally from Argentina. We live in Miami. This is a well-organized movement against somebody who wants to do something good for the world.
I support him. I think he's the best thing that ever happened to the United States. And I think he has the structure and he is a tough president. And I think he is going to make things happen.
It's extraordinary to hear the depth of feeling, isn't it? It's just so passionate, no matter what side people are on. Barry Lenehan bringing us that report from Windsor Castle. And we'll come back to Barry a little bit later on once Donald Trump begins that state visit proper a little later on. Kevin Maguire, though, is with us, Daily Mirror columnist. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think of all this?
Fascinating listen, because he is such a divisive figure, but I suppose, apart from that little footnote from Barry that the Queen of Denmark has had an unprecedented second visit first, he thinks, Trump, that he's incredibly special, and they're making him feel incredibly special.
Well, he is, because he is the only elected leader who's had this state visit twice.
Yeah. But of course, MPs have left Westminster, so there is no address to both houses of Parliament, which is always the cherry on the cake in any state visit. I recall Barack Obama doing that. Trump isn't, but Starmer as Prime Minister is playing him like a fiddle, because he realises there is that vanity. Sometimes I'm sure he has to hold his nose, but he's thinking better trade deals. He's thinking US investment into the UK. He's thinking of making sure Ukraine isn't abandoned, NATO isn't destroyed, and the possibility of something on Gaza, because US is the main armourer of Israel and they hold all the cards. And it works really well. I mean, this idea that Charles is a friend, well, the whole role of the royal family is to make everybody feel special. It might be a cleaner, a farm labourer, work in a factory, you're meant to feel special. And certainly that is the case with heads of states, presidents, prime ministers, chancellors. And it works.
And for Keir Starmer, Kevin, I mean, this has to go well over the next couple of days. He's in so much hot water, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, just the series of resignations, the Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner, then the sacking of Peter Mandelson, the ambassador to Washington, then the loss of Paul Overton, no household name, but he was political director of strategy in Downing Street. The economy isn't going great, so he does need it to work well. There's been a hiccup already. There was hoping to be an announcement on the abolition of steel and aluminium exports from Britain to the UK. That's not going to happen, but there are those big investments by Google, other artificial intelligence companies in the US, although questions are raised about Britain basically giving these US tech giants too much control. But you're right, you need it to go well. And the security isn't just to stop assassins, although that's absolutely essential. It is also to keep protesters as far away as possible, while King Charles, Camilla, William, Kate work their charm on him. The big state banquet tonight. They want no problems with any of this.
There is a press conference of sorts tomorrow, isn't there, after that meeting in Chequers? And everybody will be waiting to see, does Donald Trump face questions about Jeffrey Epstein? Because they're the questions he has been trying to push off the agenda for months now in the States.
No, absolutely. That's the most problematic period when it could all go horribly wrong. Now, Trump likes to freewheel and make whoever he is with look subordinate. It'll be a problem for the Prime Minister there. But questions from the US media, the British media, the world media will, I've no doubt, include Epstein. And that's difficult all round, because Starmer faces criticism over his appointment of Peter Mandelson, subsequent sacking. King Charles won't want those questions, of course, because of Prince Andrew. And Trump himself, of course, denies sending a lurid picture of a naked woman and a warm message for a birthday book. But it's a minefield. The Prime Minister will be walking through a minefield.
He certainly will, and we'll all be watching to see how it goes. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. Donald Trump and Melania due to arrive in Windsor in about 25 minutes, maybe a few minutes with that, arriving on a helicopter from the centre of London to Windsor, and that's when the state visit begins. We'll be back with Barry Lenehan later on in the programme when it all kicks off. Next, though, from electricity bills to the soaring cost of butter, why are we still feeling the cost of living crunch?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.